just around the corner. 'Cause it rains and rains and rains and rains and rains and rains for days. You wake up one bright morning, all the rain has gone away. The sun is on the horizon. Happiness is just around the corner. I feel like shedding all my skin, starting something new. I feel like I'm ready to begin, to find my own way through. Out there, so don't be feeling sad. All you have to do is think the best you've ever had can only now get better. Happiness is just around the corner. Oh, happiness. 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 Happiness is just around the corner. Happiness, 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 happiness is just around the corner. Oh, happiness.
Good morning. It's 8:03. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and this is Celtic Dawn. That was We Banjo 3, who wrapped up their U.S. tour in Ohio on St. Paddy's Day. But never fear, there's always more Celtic music around the Boston environs. And we're reliably informed that the Burren has some great shows coming up, as well as Haneke Castle is going to be in town, and a couple other folks who you might have heard of. But in the meantime, here's one of the greats of Belfast.
So bright. Well, I got your letter Napoleon's nose. I'm going up the cave hill. I'm gonna walk on Napoleon's nose.
Gather round, ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip from Tipperary died out in the Derriere. Shannon jumped into the river, Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Tom is in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me Uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck a slipping on a bar of Irish Bing. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then
then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Joe Murphy fought with Riley near the cliffs of Old Dundee. He took out his shillelagh and he stabbed him in the spleen. Where Crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotsman, so nobody gave a shit.
Oh. Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
Uncle Brendan tried to drive home from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster town, he used to smuggle arms, until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar boy.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dry, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light, then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Clean Eve.
That, excuse me, that was a very fine Welsh group called Carrig Lafar. And whenever they produce a new album, which is about every 6 or 7 years or more, it's a great joy. All Welsh and a lot of traditional music and some very talented folks make up that group. The album is on a Welsh label called Sane. And as far as I know, that's where you've got to go to get it. Prior to that, we heard Da Vinci's Notebook with practically every bad cliche you ever knew about the Irish, but in a very funny way, another Irish drinking song from their album Brontosaurus. Prior to that was Van Morrison with Going Down to Bangor and Keep Me from his album Keep Me Singing. And we heard Wee Banjo 3 to start off with This Is Home and Happiness from their album String Theory. Well, here's another fruitful pairing of folks from two different bands. And we're going to hear something from the House of Hamel.
Nothing lasts forever, all empires crumble, the nimble and the fleet of foot must one day stumble. The piece of cloth they hoisted above all lovers lies torn apart by this band of faithless brothers. And out upon the playing fields of high station, there'll be a bigger pack of brain fools in the nation. The first to call for loyalty and play the jingle, whilst looking down the nose of those who don't speak their lingo. Like bleach bones are scattered, and the bonny bunch of roses oak now lay torn and tattered, torn and tattered. For they are born entitled to seize all prizes, know when to charm and when to arm ones their kind despises. There'll always be more willing hands to take their shilling, who'll hardly stop to think whose land or blood they're spilling. The bonny bunch of roses, some call these islands, we seldom sought opinions from the ones condemned. When they snatched the finest blooms, they paid with harsh scorn. Some became entangled, lost their shirts, some sharp thorns. And all the myths and memories, like bleach bones, are scattered. And the bonny bunch of roses, oh, now lay torn and tattered. I don't know what to reach for, or what to cling to, or what part of this broken land to stand and sing to. I see in each direction dark clouds and thunder, are the ones who raise the edifice, have torn it asunder. And all the myths and memories, like bleach bones, are scattered. And the bonny bunch of roses, oh, now lay torn and tattered. Torn and tattered. Bones are scattered, and the bonny bunch of roses, oh, now lay torn and tattered, torn and tattered.
branches carelessly. He'll take what he can find. He'll take what he can find.
That's from Cassie and Maggie's latest of the Willow Collection, Let No Man Steal Your Time. Great talent up there in Nova Scotia with those two sisters. Before that, we heard Steve Tilston and Jez Lowe from doing Tattered and Torn, No More Bonnie Bunch of Roses, Oh, from the Janis Game. And we heard from the House of Hamel doing a memory from their album Wide Awake. And we wanted to remind you that the Irish certainly have no, shall we say, special remit for drink. This is from the Archdruid. It says, John Barleycorn died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Here in the north, beyond the grapevine, let only beer flow over me. To the outcasts of these islands, six visionary alcoholic broadcasts. So we'll hear a few.
Remember a thing. Box had got their first boot, I don't care. Gonna travel until I get there. Can't stay indoors, I'm a traveling man. City that was built on slavery enslaves my mind, I can't be free. Not a real liver, but Leanne. Welsh pool, black pool, couldn't live in Otter's pool. Sefton Park was always somewhere nice and cool. Born near Pontypool, always carry my cuckoo. Ferry from Mullerpool, Hebridean summer school. Spleen the size of Warrington, kidneys fat as Altrincham. No matter how much I drink, I can't get drunk now, and I dread to think, to think, to think, to think. Never got to flirt with Polly James, never took a trip down Collar Lane. When the two sevens clashed on Mersey's side, Wooler's to my left and to my right, this woolly back can't stay the night. Down to Old Swan to hitch a ride. Welsh pool, black pool, couldn't live in Otter's pool. Sefton Park was always somewhere nice and cool. Witness what a crock, never live in Haydock. East Lanks, no thanks, far too many manx. Spleen the size of Warrington, kidneys fat as Altrincham. No matter how much I drink, I can't get drunk now. Think, liver big as Hartley Pool. Liver big as Hartley Pool. I got a liver big as Hartley I got a liver big as Hartley Pool. I got a liver big as Hartley Pool. I've got a liver big as Hartley Pool.
all salute with sad delight as the beer flows over me. Raise your cup above my corpse as the beer flows over me. Welcome me now, endless night, as the beer flows over me. From my casket I am smiling, for the beer flows over me. Poet lords in spectral ships, as the beer flows over me. Raise not wine up to your lips, let only beer flow over me. Home to Odin, Martin Luther, beyond St. Paul's rank parody. Here in the north, beyond the great line, let only beer flow over me. As the beer flows 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 over me. My body here on earth, as the beer flows over me. So I'll one day feel rebirth, as the beer flows over me. Drink a toast now, my life's over, as the beer flows over me. Do not leave my party sober, as the beer flows over me. As the beer flows over me. As the beer flows over me.
There were three gypsies lived in the east, and they were Bro and Bonnie O. They sang so sweet at the castle gate that they charmed the heart of the lady. Oh, she gave to them the sparkling wine, she gave to them the brandy. Oh, and the gay gold ring that this lady wore, she gave to the dark-eyed gypsy. Oh, when the lord of the castle, he came home, he inquired for his lady. Oh, she is gone, she is gone, cried the young serving boy. She's away with the dark-eyed gypsy. Oh, then go saddle for me my milk-white steed, the bay is not so speedy, oh, and I'll ride for a day and a whole long night till I find my own wedded lady, oh. Then Giles, he put spurs onto his horse, and oh, he rode so speedy, oh, till he came upon his own wedded love, and down with the dark-eyed gypsy. Oh, will you forsake your houses and your land? Will you forsake your children three? I will leave them all for the one I love, and I'll follow my dark-eyed gypsy. Oh, last night I lay on a fine feather bed, my own wedded lord beside me, oh. But tonight I will lie on the cold barn floor in the arms of my dark-eyed gypsy, oh.
And she told me to come in. She said you're welcome, Twitter, and I hope you brought your kid. Well, indeed I did, don't you know I did. Tell me right before I did, well, indeed I did. Led me through the kitchen, lad, she led me through the halls. The servants guide the devil as he come to block us all. Well, indeed I did, don't you know I did. Tell me right before I did, well, indeed I did. Woo! me right afore, laddie. Well, indeed I did. She pulled out her frying pan and then began to knock, to let the servants know, my lad, said I was on my work. Well, indeed I was, don't you know I was. Tell me right afore, laddie. Well, indeed I was. She reached into her pocket, she pulled out £20. Take this, me jolly picker, and we'll go another round. No, been a jolly tinker now for 40 years or more. Such a rusty box like that I never fixed before. Well, indeed, don't you know I didn't tell me right before, laddie. Well, indeed,
dear sir, I write this note to you to inform you of my plight, and at the time of writing I am not a pretty sight, for my body is all black and blue, my face a deathly gray. I write this note to tell you why I'm not at work today. While working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear, and to throw them down from off the top seemed quite a good idea. But the foreman, he wasn't pleased, he was an awful sod. He said I had to cart them down the ladder in me hood. Well, clearing all those bricks by hand, it seemed so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in the haste to do the job, I was just too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks is heavier than me. So when I had untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead, and clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I took off like a rocket, and to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. Well, the barrel broke me shoulder as unto the ground it sped, and when I reached the top I banged the pulley with me head. I held on tight, though numb with shock from this almighty blow, and the barrel spilled out half its load 14 floors below. Now when those building bricks fell from the barrel to the floor, then I outweighed the barrel, so I started down once more, and I held on tightly to the rope as I flew down to the ground, and I landed on those building bricks that were scattered all around. Now as I lay there on the deck, I thought I passed the worst, but when the barrel reached the top, that's when the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I knew I had no hope, and in all of the confusion, I let go of the bloody rope. The barrel being heavier, it started down once more, and landed right on top of me as I lay there on the floor. It broke 3 ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand the reasons why I'm not at work today.
From home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm